Hello there, and welcome to the Think Wealthy Podcast. I'm your host, David Prale. The Think Wealthy Podcast is sponsored by YDLP Investments, the home of the $10,000 commercial real estate investment. Hello again, and welcome back to the Think Wealthy Podcast. I'm your host, David Prale, and we are talking about risk. So last time we discussed reward and we discussed the risk of not understanding what you're investing in, but now we're going to dive into quantifying risk. You understand a little bit more, but how do we assess risk relative to reward? So whenever we talk about risk quantification, we have to be thinking about two questions. Number one is, what is the likelihood of a loss? And the second is, what is the amount of that loss? For example, if we're talking about buying a lottery ticket, the likelihood of loss is quite high. You're going to buy the ticket and you're not going to win the lottery, and there goes your dollar. But the amount of loss is also quite low. By the flip side, if you were to purchase a property, a house, flat out, without a loan, the probability of this going to zero is really quite low. But the chance that it may lose some of its value at some point is reasonable. So you have a reasonable probability of losing some value over time, but you also have a pretty much 0% chance of losing all your money. And then you have something more middle ground. Like, for example, if you invest in a syndicated real estate deal, which has a 10% cash flow on an annual basis, supported by very strong leases from a good tenant base or established companies, the odds of losing all your money is quite low. There's a very high probability that you'll get back just over 5 years. You'll get back 50% of your money just from the rental contracts that are in place. So even if you end up losing the property after 5 years, you still have gotten back 50%. It's not a total loss. Now, when it comes to quantifying these losses, quantifying these risks, we do have to differentiate between different kinds of scenarios. In some scenarios, you can figure out to the dollar how much you stand to lose. For example, in a strategy that I like to trade, I trade options. Again, you should only do that if you're highly trained, highly experienced, and have a lot of practice. But when you trade options, you expect to lose a certain amount of your trades. The entire strategy is based on risk-reward setups. You understand that when you go into a trade, you know exactly how much you can lose. You know what you stand to gain. And then you have to play the odds. And if you can line the odds up in your favor and your risk-reward setups are favorable, you can consistently make money. The opposite side of the equation, where it's harder to quantify, would be something like we just mentioned, real estate investing. Because there we go into a deal, we'll create scenarios and models and targets, but everyone understands these are just targets. You never know what's going to happen on a $50 million real estate deal over the next 3 to 5 years. Anything can happen, and all these targets that run the numbers down to the last dollar obviously are not going to play out exactly according to the business plan. But you can look at the broader picture and say, you know, what happens if, you know, we're targeting rents are going to go up by 2% a year? What if we don't get those rent bumps? And you can run those numbers. What happens if vacancy is 10% instead of 5%? You can play around with all those numbers. You can see how that impacts the deal. So even though the exact numbers are going to be off, you can at least know, you know, what needs to happen for your deal to go to zero, for you to start losing significant amounts of money. So that's the first part of risk quantification, understanding that there is a question of if and a question of how much, and trying to line that up relative to the rewards you can potentially make on a trade. So next time we're going to wrap up this discussion with the last piece of risk quantification across a portfolio. Thanks so much for joining. See you next time. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you learned something of value. If you've gained from this podcast, please do me a huge favor and leave a 5-star review. If you feel that I haven't earned that 5-star review, please reach out and let me know how we can earn your recommendation. Until next time, I'm David Prale, and thank you again for joining me today on the Think Wealthy podcast, sponsored by YDLP Investments.